From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The top U.S. general in Iraq has been spending the day getting grilled by lawmakers on Capitol Hill. General David Petraeus told members of a Senate committee today he thinks there should be a pause in troop withdrawals this summer in order to reassess the situation there.
I recommended to my chain of command that we continue the drawdown of the surge combat forces, and that upon the withdrawal of the last surge brigade combat team in July, we undertake a 45-day period of consolidation and evaluation. At the end of that period, we will commence a process of assessment to examine the conditions on the ground and over time determine when we can make recommendations for further reductions.
However, some lawmakers, including Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, were skeptical.
For the past 5 years, we have continually heard from the administration that things are getting better, that we're about to turn a corner, that there is finally a resolution in sight. Yet each time, Iraqi leaders fail to deliver.
Under questioning, Petraeus would not predict when he thinks U.S. troop reductions in Iraq might be able to resume. Petraeus is also testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee today. In Iraq, anti-U.S. Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr threatened to formally call off his unilateral ceasefire with U.S. forces today. NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports from Baghdad.
The ceasefire by Sadr's Mehdi army is credited as one of the major factors in decreasing violence in Iraq in recent months, especially in terms of the sectarian violence that has left thousands of people dead over the past few years. Despite the ceasefire, fighting is still ongoing in the Mehdi army stronghold of Sadr City, though, as American and Iraqi forces move into the sprawling slum on the edge of Baghdad. 11 U.S. soldiers died on Sunday and Monday, and scores of Iraqis were killed. The government has imposed an all-day curfew tomorrow and banned men from the age of 18 to 35 from entering the city. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News, Baghdad.
The White House now says that President Bush will not support a homeowner rescue bill, which could clear the Senate this week. White House Press Secretary Dana Perino said today the measure contains too many costly extras, including a provision that would provide a tax break for buyers of foreclosed upon properties. Perino said Mr. Bush is worried that some of the provisions would do little to actually help homeowners avoid foreclosure or reduce the glut of unsold houses on the market. Democrats in the House, meanwhile, have been split over how to come up with their own package. Meantime, another housing market indicator pointing in the wrong direction. In February, the National Association of Realtors, the real estate industry's main trade group, said today its pending home sales index fell to its lowest level since the index began in 2001. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down nearly 36 points to close at 12,576. The NASDAQ dropped 16 points. The S&P 500 was down 7 points today. This is NPR. Washington Mutual is getting a $7 billion infusion of new capital, primarily from a private equity firm. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The $7 billion will come from an investment group led by TPG Capital, a Texas-based private equity firm. Washington Mutual, known as WAMU, had been one of the nation's largest lenders of home mortgages, including subprime loans, which made up nearly 7% of its portfolio. The once mighty company has been hemorrhaging. It says losses for the past 6 months will total nearly $3 billion. In addition to the investment by TPG, WAMU announced other measures to stabilize the Seattle-based thrift. It will exit the wholesale lending business. There will be no more loans originated by brokers, and the company will slash its quarterly dividend, 15 cents, to 1 penny. TPG's founding partner is expected to take a seat on the WAMU board. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
Crude oil prices fell 59 cents a barrel today to close at $108.50 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.